I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Very excited. My face may not show up, but, you know, that is the truth. I'm excited to go out here and play with you guys.
Jair Alexander in the locker room with his own music, and he says he's planning to play Sunday. He's practiced and limited on Wednesday, full yesterday. I would assume since he spoke today, and today's more of a walkthrough anyway, but he was full today, and he says he's playing, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be fascinated to see how much and when. And, like, he's had one real practice in basically a month.
Yeah, he did and do some stuff inside on Monday.
Okay.
They have quite a facility now, Jason.
They've always had quite a facility.
It's even better. They've just built it out.
Yeah. Yeah, they obviously... Some of this was precaution, but I just wonder, again, it's not like he had 4 or 6 weeks of hard work and then this happened and then he missed a couple weeks and then it's one. Like, I have to think he's on a pretty strict limit, but who knows? I could be, won't be the first time I'm wrong if I'm wrong.
He seems to be in very good spirits and, according to the beat guys, was moving pretty well yesterday. For what? Now, I don't know what any of that's worth, but I'm trying to add some context.
Look, this is a positive development that he no longer obviously is sidelined. I just think for with this team being in Super Bowl or bust mode, sorry, Harbs, and with it being so early and him having done so little before he missed so much time and having to have his knee drained already, my suspicion is this might be something that we talked a whole lot about and he doesn't do a whole lot in this game and there's a gradual ramp up upon us. But look, they also might be short on corners 3 series into the game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you would have told me last night the most significant play in the entire game was going to happen about 30 seconds before the first offensive snap, I would have said you're out of your mind.
Football's fun. John Harbaugh, he always speaks on the Friday before a game, and he talks about the emphasis on takeaways.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you believe it will. You know, we've come up with a lot of those plays in practice and also in the preseason games. I think that the intentionality has been very good. You know, we were one of the leading turnover teams 2 years ago, and historically we've always been a pretty high takeaway team generally. But last year was not good, you know, and we still overcame it and won a bunch of games. But we need to be a top, and I would say, you know, our goal every year, and this is just honestly, this has been true for all these years. Our goal is always to be the top takeaway team. I mean, that's our goal, and that'll be our goal again this year. And if we achieve that goal, we're going to be playing some really great defense.
By the way, they weren't just one of the best takeaway teams 2 years ago. They were the best takeaway team
two years ago.
They led the league in sacks and takeaways.
And points allowed,
and points
which
allowed.
Had never happened before.
Yeah, so that they were really good. Last year, as he admitted, they weren't good. I expect, assuming health, that they're going to be much better this year, Jason.
Look, I think they'd be the first to admit that they're not, it's not, you know, it's don't talk about it, be about it. But when you have 6 months between games, you're going to ask a lot of questions. There's a lot of talking you have to do. And I think it's fair to say, from a defensive standpoint, the number one talking point that we've heard Marlin and we've heard Matabike and we've heard Pagano and we've heard Orr and other Chuck Smith all speak to at one point or another is we need to create more big plays on defense and takeaways in particular. And I think the offensive, right, the offensive talking point more than anything else is we need to eliminate self-inflicted errors. We need to eliminate bad snaps. We need to eliminate, right, procedural stuff. We need to be better with let's create more stuff with cadence, but like we need to not be our own worst enemy with giving the ball away and ending possessions with drops and committing stupid penalties as an offensive unit. Like, that's been the mantra, right? I mean, that's, and we've heard that drumbeat intensify as we've gotten closer to this game in no small part because all that stuff manifested itself at whatever they call it, Richfield, New Era, whatever it is now, Rich over Stadium. The course of 4 hours last January.
Highmark, I think, yes. Right. By the way, Sal Capaccio from Bills Radio is going to join us coming up at 4:30. Harb, for his part, would decline to talk about injuries because it's regular season and you'll look to the injury report. But more from Harbaugh speaking earlier today, says he's grateful for sports.
That's easy to me. I mean, the idea basically is that you meet people where they're at, you meet their team. You meet your team where it's at. You meet circumstances where they're at. Things come up that are things that we reference or whatever. You know, it's conversations. It's never the same. It never gets old. It never gets old, Jameson. This is the greatest thing. I mean, this is the greatest, most fun thing ever. Here we are. We're in sports. All of us in this circle right here get to do this for a living, right? I mean, I know how grateful you guys are as well that we get to do this for a living. And we're talking about things that people really enjoy following, you know, and when we get out there in the field, yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be intense. You know, I'm sure we're going to feel victimized and wronged by some call at some point in time, you know, and all that. But at the end of the day, it's the greatest thing in the world to get to be a part of sports, to be a part of the National Football League, be in a game, be the Ravens versus the Bills on Sunday Night Football to open the season. I just couldn't be more grateful or excited. And no, it never, ever gets old.
Harbs with some perspective there as the season's about to start.
I like it. I mean, look, he told a lot of, there's a lot of truth telling there. He definitely can speak for me on that. I definitely feel blessed with the opportunity to have created a career or a few careers for myself. Thankful to sports. And there's a lot of individuals who are risking literally their health, their neck, their future well-being to play these sports, football in particular, for our entertainment and for our business pursuits. So you definitely want to be mindful of that. But this is also, his fire burns pretty deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably, I'm going to say by halftime, he's probably going to feel like he has been wronged a time or two by the officials or the league or the powers that be, the football gods, all the above. And that's these games. I mean, the ball bounces weird. It's an oblong-shaped ball. Crazy stuff happens. There's things out of your control. I mean, we saw a 1 hour and 2 minute weather delay, you know, stuff happens. And whoever is the last team standing will have overcome a lot of craziness and adversity to get there because that's just an NFL season.
So the bunch of games on Sunday, including the Ravens, but there is a football game tonight. It's the Chiefs and the Chargers, and the Chargers are coached by a Harbaugh as well. So, John, will you be watching the game tonight?
I'll probably watch all this game, you know, and I will be rooting for the Chargers. Anybody was wondering. Yeah, I mean, you know, sorry, Andy. You know, blood's thicker than water. And
So, John, obviously, he owes his career in part to Andy Reid, but his brother is Jim, so he's blood thicker than water. He's rooting for Jim tonight.
I think this is about the loosest Friday Harbs we're going to get for a while.
Yeah, this is pretty good for Harbs.
Loosey-goosey.
Yeah, this is good mood Harbs. We haven't gotten a good question yet, but this is that's really good mood Harps when he tells you he asked a good question.
Wonder what his brother really thinks about having to open his season in Brazil.
I'm sure he's not thrilled.
And then have a bunch of dudes who just left it all on a field that's not worthy of an NFL regular season game for 3 hours. And then what do you think that flight is? Sao Paulo back to L.A.?
Not good. Not good. By the way, so the league, obviously you're playing in a different country. And I don't know. They probably don't have as much control as they would in a game here. Actually, they don't. But they've had a year now to try to make improvements to this field.
This field is not worried. Like, they play, they don't play football. There's no other football team professionally using this field. So I have a hard time thinking that people are worried about doctoring an 80,000 seater to the NFL's specifications when these stadiums are for soccer. And I think the NFL likes to trumpet itself as how great they are at handling this stuff when it's a league overseen game. I'm old enough to remember a Super Bowl 2 years ago where nobody could stay on their feet in Arizona.
That was awful.
And that was the league running it, and that wasn't Sao Paulo, Brazil.
That was the Eagles' pat. They had the vaunted pass rush, and they kept slipping.
Yeah.
So
definitely had a factor in that game.
Yeah. Coming up next, league at large, and we recap last night's opener, Eagles and Cowboys, and preview this Chiefs-Chargers game. Fascinating start to last night's football game. We recap next.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Next year on the Fan.
Just won't happen again. So I feel bad for just my teammates and fans out there. You know, I'm doing it for them. You know, I'm doing it for my family also. But fans, you know, they show the most love. You heard them out there today. You know, just not being able to finish the start of the game, even finish the game, just going to get it better. It won't happen.
Man, it was a fun one last night, Jason.
Another field goal from the Eagles. Yeah. It would have made it a whole lot more fun for me, GG. Yeah. I gotta tell you.
But that's Jalen Carter.
The best player on the Eagles making it, I don't know, maybe through a couple of series.
Yes.
would have been helpful for me.
Did
for
not
yours truly.
Yeah, did yeah, for yeah,
and I can speak and for Beltway Ben. I can speak for Beltway Ben on that one.
Yeah, I did not have as much invested, but I had a little invested in the Eagles as well, and they did not cover the 7.5 that I had.
Gave up a quick 14 points.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
And Javonte
Don't think
Williams.
That happens if the D tackle's playing.
Yeah. Jalen Carter spit on Dak Prescott before they played it down from scrimmage right after the kickoff, and he was ejected from the game, and the game, I think, forever changed because the Cowboys were able to, at least in the first half, run the football on the Eagles.
Yeah, they ran it right up their gut, and it took Vic Crybaby. I was texting Bobby D about Crybaby Vic Fangio, by the way, during that game. You know, I was like, when do you think, you know, Crybaby Vic Fangio is going to realize that he can't just run his base defense without, you know, his centrifugal force, and he might want to have to dial something up? And Bobby D was like, yeah, probably in the second half. He was right.
After the delay.
Yeah, it came after the delay. It really didn't start at halftime. It started more after the delay. Yeah, it opened things up. I mean, that's a running back who was not particularly great in Denver, who's not super explosive. I mean, a Miles Sanders 50-yard run. I mean, that stuff's not
By the way, Zach Bond saved a touchdown.
He did.
Good hustle on his part.
He was great in coverage. I mean, his speed, athleticism was on display. The linebacker Campbell was big for them. But the Eagles weren't generating pass rush against a pretty mediocre offensive line. Part of that is, again, because a guy who's more than just a two-gapper, he also pushes the pocket, was a late scratch. I think it took Vic Fangio time to figure out his rotations up front as well. And in the first half, he was kind of riding one particular D-tackle pairing, and then he started to mix it up a little bit more. So, yeah, I mean, look, the Eagles were in survival mode late, and an Eagles offense that had its way with Spags in a way that most people can't, they had chances to put this game away by going for it from midfield at 4th-and-3 at home when they hung a banner, and they stayed away from it. Why? Because I don't think they totally trusted their defense the way they normally did. And if Landon Dickerson is out for any period of time, you now have to start looking at that offensive line a little differently. Like, now you got question marks maybe at both guard spots. Like, they didn't push the Cowboys around the way I thought they'd push the Cowboys around.
The Eagles win this game, but if CeeDee Lamb could catch the ball in the second half, the Cowboys might have stolen this game. He had 3 big drops in the second half of this game.
Yeah, and Dak would have gone over at least 200 yards passing, which would have been significant for a couple people in this room.
Yeah.
That's football. From the receiver standpoint, it was an odd game. A.J. Brown caught one little 8-yard hitch.
Last drive.
In the final drive, almost quasi-garbage time.
Half a point from him in fantasy.
And it's not like Smith did a whole lot, right? It was Dotson, and it was
Devontae Smith, 3 for 15.
My guy Shipley. And on the other side, Pickens showed up primarily for what was that? It was like a neck whip.
Yeah.
That was like a WWF move for a critical penalty.
Yeah.
And it looked like he wanted to. Have you seen the still shot of him where it looks like he wants to just. What did Suggs call it? Put a little hot sauce on somebody's ankle?
Yeah.
Like after the play, you could almost see him toying with a personal foul there.
Yeah. By the way, CeeDee Lamb, if he catches the ball, has 200 yards receiving in this game. He had a buck 10. And then, like, 2 bombs. And I know the last one wasn't considered a drop, but he should have caught. He thinks he should have caught the ball, the dive and catch on 4th down. Like, he had a buck 10, and that's with the drops and the last play.
Eagles have a lot of things to sort out and clean up. That's my big takeaway. And I think the Cowboys are who we thought they were. They put up a fight, but I think they're who we thought they
were. What'd you think of Jalen Hurts last night?
Like, he managed the game. He did what he had to do. His best bet. Look, Eberflus is scared of his own shadow. So if you want to just sit back and not spy me, and I've got a running lane, I'm going to take it. And again, I think Sirianni, I think they all were a little tight. I think that injury really threw them for a loop. And instead of them having their foot on the other team's throat and pushing the pace, pushing the tempo, pushing the offense, they basically ran it on the ground. The receivers were blockers. He did what he had to do running the ball on 3rd down. They ran the ball in the red zone. And that was it. You know, they had a chance to try to go up 2 scores. They were conservative with their play calling. They were conservative with the 4th down. Like, they were kind of in survival mode to me a little bit.
We have a football game tonight. We talked about it from a gambling perspective a few moments ago, but what do you think of this game in Brazil? By the way, our friend Ed Norris told us it's a 13-hour flight from Sao Paulo to L.A.
No easy way around that. I mean, that is...
That's a trip.
After playing a football game in another continent.
Yeah.
And then they come back and they play the Eagles next week. They the team that ripped the Chiefs, their faces
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
They got to play.
Yeah.
The field, again, I think could be a major factor here. These two teams, I mean, look, the Chargers played them straight up last year. The Chargers had them playing Chargers, Harbaugh, and Giro type games where the clock was constantly moving. They were ground-based games. Both teams played it close to the vest, not to lose. I don't think that's going to be the case because of all these other factors in this one. But the Chargers did not back down from the Chiefs in any way, shape, or form. Last year, they were way under games. Nobody could really get to 20 points. Again, I think it'll be a little different tonight. I'm interested to see how the Chiefs' offensive line holds up, this new left tackle.
Josh Simmons. Yeah.
And I know that Reed will have some wrinkles for this game. He'll have some wrinkles for this game. And I'm with Ben. I think Xavier Worthy's going to be all over the place in this game.
One last thing. Yesterday, Christian McCaffrey added to the injury report with a
calf.
How about
that?
Are alarm bells going off for you?
They are
on this?
For me.
Weren't you dealing with this a year ago?
Yeah. And they went out of their way to say everything's fine, everything's fine. And remember, they ran out of backup running backs. They were pulling running backs off the street left and right. Yeah, I've got him in a parlay, and at this point, I hope he's just scratched, and I'll be fine with the other four legs of that parlay. Like, what I don't want is, you know what I mean?
Him to play.
And then they yank him in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Or nowadays, maybe early in the third quarter, or like a lot of these places, if they play the, if they get yanked in the first half, depending on who your bet's with, you might be okay if he's pulled for injury reasons, but he has owned Seattle. He averages 158 scrimmage yards per game against Seattle for his career. That's not just with San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan. That's with Carolina as well. I'm also on the over in that game. So we'll see. That seemingly happened at practice yesterday.
Yeah.
But my overall prevailing thought on the 49ers is I don't buy them because I didn't know that he was going to go into week one compromised, but I think he's on borrowed time. I think Tread Williams is on borrowed time. I think Bosa's going to be a lot like his older brother once he gets deep into his second contract. I think he's going to be spending a lot of time on the sidelines. They're not the same linebacking core they used to be. I have some questions about the 49ers.
Orioles baseball back in action tonight.
Stats on Fire does not.
Yeah.
Stats on Fire. Inside joke, but
yeah.
Stats on Fire.
Yeah.
Woo!
Orioles start a three-game set with the Dodgers.
Niners guy.
BBT at 6. Bob Haney's down at Pickles getting you ready for Orioles baseball. And tomorrow is the 30th anniversary of 21-31. Cal Ripken, the streak. The Iron Man joins us next here on.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm a fan. Orioles and Dodgers start a three-game series this weekend at Camden Yards, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Bobster will be down at Pickles getting you ready at 5 o'clock. By the way, then Maryland football pregame coverage at 6 as they take on Northern Illinois at 7:30 right here on 105.7 Fan. So busy night here on The Fan as we're done at 5, and we're going to be joined momentarily by Cal Ripken Jr., who 30th anniversary of the streak is tomorrow, Jason.
Yeah, it's from an individual standpoint, it's something the likes of which we'll never see again. No one will come close. It's hard to even fathom, really, now with 30 years of watching not just baseball, but professional sports and watching the world evolve and watching how big that these games have become and how much these franchises are worth and therefore how much players are paid. It's like night and day, and we will never, ever, ever see anything close to this again.
So let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Hall of Famer, the Iron Man, Cal Ripken Jr. joins us now. And Cal, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start here. I was talking to Jason the other day, and I said, can you believe it's been 30 years? And Jason's like, yeah, I can feel it's been 30 years. Does it feel like it's been 30 years to you, Cal?
In many ways, it seems like it happened yesterday, but the reality sets in, especially when you get out of bed in the morning and you're 65 years old as opposed to 30 years old, 35 years old. You know it's been a while, but, looking back on it, it seems like a pretty surreal sort of experience. And for the longest time, I didn't want to watch a video or change my perspective because it was so good that I wanted to keep that memory, through my own eyes alive. But then once I did watch the video of 21-31, I started seeing other things and it just made it a little bit better. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be a fun night. I think there's a few surprises of players that are coming back. I look forward to seeing them and really celebrating a really cool moment here in Baltimore.
Well, it was never obviously your focus in that time. But now 30 years is a long time and you've watched your kids grow up. I mean, just perspective, everything, sports have changed so much. So do you ever go back and peek? Like the other day, I asked Google, is Matt Olson still have the longest current streak? And it was like 750 games or something like that. Do you ever even peak? Is your curiosity ever peaked as to, is anybody within five country miles of this thing? Do you check in on it at all?
No, I really don't pay much attention to it. I like the fact that Matt Olson has 750 some games. I had a chance to see them. We happened to be in a restaurant with about 15 or 18 Atlanta Braves.
Oh, wow.
And the restaurant was closed, but they opened it for them, and then they opened it for me. So I had a chance to sit and talk to them for a little while. It was one of their rare off days, and they all went out to eat. And they all said, we have somebody on our team that has a little bit of a streak. And then they told me, how many games? And I think at the time they said 700, close to 700 or 600 and some games. And I said, great. I'd encourage that. I mean, it's to me, it was a sense of responsibility that your team could count on you each and every day. It was quite an honor to be able to play all those games in a row. So I encouraged him to do it. So who knows? How many years away is he now?
I mean, he's a lot.
It's a mile.
He's a lot closer to the start than catching you. I'll frame it that way.
Yeah.
You're safe.
It's a cool thing to think about. I know people say it's unbreakable, but I did it, so my perspective is a little bit different. But if I could do it, somebody else can.
We're talking with Cal Ripken Jr. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Cal, you mentioned earlier about not watching it for a while, and I can remember I was thinking about this morning. We had some fun with you during COVID when we didn't have anything. Masson ran the game, and we talked to you around that. And so what was it like to watch it again after not – you were a part of it, obviously, but then not looking at it forever?
Yeah, I mean, it was from a couple different perspectives. You know, I really enjoyed – I didn't know that they interviewed Earl Weaver during that time. So some of the interviews were interesting to me. And Earl Weaver, many times, for how he was on the field and how he was – he was looked upon most of the time. I saw a side of him that was pretty empathetic. You know, during my rookie year, I struggled, but he kept calling me in, telling me I'm not going to send you down. And he supported me that way, almost putting an arm around me in some ways. And he paid me a compliment, I think, in that broadcast that said, you know, I moved Cal to short without notice, by the way. And we went to the last day of the season and we didn't win the pennant by one game with Milwaukee. And he said, if he had moved me earlier, we would have won. And so, you know, I like hearing those kind of things or those perspectives. And some of those surprised me, but it didn't show me something that I didn't know was happening. It just enhanced the overall experience.
Baseball moves in mysterious ways. And there's things that are obviously out of your control. Does it strike you as kind of interesting or cool that, like, the Dodgers aren't here all the time, and the Dodgers aren't here as reigning World Series champions all the time? And up until a couple months ago, the Dodgers didn't have Ohtani, who obviously is doing some truly unique unicorn stuff in the game. And as, you know, as much as you might, you know, blanch, a lot of people would say that about your career as a whole. How cool is that for you that it is all those confluences, and that this is being celebrated like a team thing and not just a Cal thing with so many of your former teammates coming in?
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that if I had my druthers when we were going through it, I would have said we were in a playoff run. The most important thing is how you play the game, and that the consecutive game streak would have taken a back seat. The way it turned out, we were out of the pennant race, I think, in September. You know, not technically, but California was still in it, so it was a kind of a playoff atmosphere for us. And I enjoyed celebrating the quality of play and me playing really well personally, as opposed of the streak. Ohtani's another animal altogether.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really great, because I think over the history of baseball, there are probably some people that could have tried pitching and playing in the field, but that mindset just wasn't available. And then it takes someone like Ohtani to come along and prove that he can do it and give the chance to do it, which might open it up for someone else. I mean, we hear all the time about Babe Ruth, you know, being a pitcher at some point. That was at a time when they would consider that. But I think what Ohtani's doing, you know, from an offensive standpoint and also on the mound, you know, we'll open up opportunities for other people. It's fun to watch. And celebrating this thing tomorrow, to have the Dodgers in town, the baseball excitement is really is there. So it's going to create its own environment. So it might be a combination of like opening day and the playoffs. And I really look forward to that.
Cal, what's it been like? And obviously, you know, Ryan works with us. I did BBT with him, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, earlier in the week, and he was telling me about it, his sit down with you talking about all this, and he was really fired up to get all this out. And he also makes it very clear he doesn't remember any of it. But what's it been like for you to be able to share some of the memories and stuff with Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, we had the idea. The Orioles asked me to go find some memorabilia for a display here at the stadium. And so I went and found the 2131 and 2130 jerseys, and Ryan asked if he could go along with me. So while he was in there, he was looking at other boxes and other things. And the funny part about him, he was pulling stuff out where he could make fun of me, actually. And but memorabilia is pretty interesting because it does invoke a story. You look at it and go, oh, yeah, I remember that, and this happened and that happened. I mean, one little example was Mike Devereaux. I had a Mike Devereaux bat in there, and I put the date on it. And I remember specifically being in New York in 94, and I was having a really good year in 94. I was close to the league leader in hits, and I think I was hitting 315 before the strike happened. And, you know, they had a changeup specialist on the mound. I don't know whether it was Jimmy Key or somebody. And I was thinking, I need a bigger piece of lumber. So I went to Mike Devereaux. Mike Devereaux, you swing this big bat, big barrel. And I went up there and did really well with it. So I just kept it. But I mean, it can take you back that quick when you see something. There's a story or a memory. And that's the cool part about going through some of that stuff with Ryan.
I'm guessing it's got to be special for you also to be at a time where you are really, like, you're not that you ever left, but you're so woven into the fabric of this franchise now through the ownership change and, you know, that sort of part of the evolution of your post Orioles career. Is it cool for you to be at sort of that point with the franchise as we reach this 30-year anniversary?
Yeah, I mean, to be clear, I don't want a full-time job.
No, understood.
But I've really enjoyed being around the team and being part of that, being on the inside, looking out again. When you retire and you go off, and Billy and I started, a couple of businesses together, and you kind of get away from the day-to-day of baseball. It feels really good to be back on the inside, looking out again. So. Getting to know the players, we have a talented group of young players. Now we're still learning how to play the game, but if I can help in any way, it makes me feel really good watching Gunner develop right before your eyes. Gunner is just a fantastic all around. It almost seems like he can make the plays in so many different ways that you got to say, okay, do it just this way. And now he's got 70 plus games without an error. You know, he's making a spin throw up the middle. You know, his double plays are getting better. And he's just a great offensive player, too. So, you know, helping him out a little bit or saying the right thing at the right time, you know, makes you feel good that you're contributing. And the baseball piece is where I can help.
Last thing for you, Cal, and I know you and Eddie are connected in so many ways, and people, fans of that era, myself and Jason included, like we love those teams with you and Eddie. But how cool is it that you guys share this date as well, and that a year later, Eddie on the same day hit his 500th home run?
It's awesome, actually. You know, the last, 10 years or so, we've been texting each other saying happy anniversary for different reasons, and we kind of laugh about it. But September 6th, we share. I wish that, in some ways, the whole rebuilding process pushed Eddie away. I wish that I could have played with Eddie my whole career. He was a solid, stable force, hitting fourth, made all of us feel better in our roles. And he didn't panic ever, you know, in key situations, bunt plays, defensive plays. He put a pickoff play on. You know, with 3-2 count and bases loaded in Yankee Stadium when everybody's screaming and yelling. But it was just fun to play with him. And sometimes I wonder, you know, instead of Eddie jumping around and, you know, he was good other places too, it would have been really great to have been his teammate for his whole career.
Orioles and Dodgers tomorrow night's a 7:00 first pitch. Orioles are asking fans to get in their seats by 6:20 for the pregame ceremonies, 30th anniversary of Cal breaking Lou Gehrig's games played streak, 21-31, 30th anniversary. Cal Ripken Jr., thank you as always for your time, man. We really do appreciate it.
Congrats.
Enjoy tomorrow.
Yep, it's my pleasure. See you guys tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Cal Ripken Jr., the Hall of Famer. A lot of, as Cal said, a lot of surprise guests going to be there tomorrow.
I'm interested to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the Wyman Industry seats tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the ceremony. Coming up next, though, we will preview the series against the Dodgers. Are the Dodgers still the World Series favorites in the National League? We'll discuss next here on The Fan. So, interestingly enough, Orioles and Dodgers three-game series starts tonight. Tyler Glasnow was originally supposed to start tonight for the Dodgers, but Fabian Ardaya, who covers the Dodgers for The Athletic, tweeted out 5 minutes ago, Shohei Ohtani is pitching tonight. After all, no word why Glasnow was scratched.
Well, if it's injury-related, I mean, the Dodgers obviously have had a hell of a time keeping pitchers healthy. They just got swept by the Pirates. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the week. The Dodgers are scuffling right now. This is an interesting time to catch the Dodgers. You know, they're integrating pitchers off of the injured list back in, like Snell yesterday. Now, look, losing to them last night with Skeens on the mound, like in Skeens in dominant fashion, that's one thing. But the rest of that series,
they got swept by the Pirates.
They just could not hit with runners in scoring position. And frankly, they didn't get runners in scoring position as much as they would have liked in most of those games. Freeman is not having a Freeman MVP season. Betts, I can't believe that. Are they really going to play him up the middle in the playoffs? I mean, I guess they are. He's not having a Betts offensive season.
No.
Teoscar Hernandez is not driving in runs at nearly the rate he did a year ago. Early in the season, guys like Páez and Edman were carrying that thing. They've come back to earth. And the starting pitching is a triage unit. So I'm interested to see how much they push Ohtani here, what Ohtani's playoff role is. The good news for them is, as we've been talking about, the rest of the National League, like the Brewers are scuffling. I don't really buy the Cubs. The Padres, as we just saw firsthand, are really scuffling. The Dodgers need to make some hay this weekend. The Dodgers need to get things turned around before the playoffs.
More timing. The Oriole lineup just came out. Jackson Holliday leading off at second base. Jeremiah Jackson's in right field batting second. Gunnar Henderson batting third at shortstop. Mounty, he's your DH. Colton Cowser in center field batting fifth. Emmanuel Rivera batting sixth at third base. Dylan Beavers, your left fielder, batting seventh. Sam Basayo batting eighth. He's doing the catching. And Kobe Mayo's your first baseman batting ninth. And remember, they're facing Ohtani.
Yeah, Kobe had some good at-bats over the weekend. Hopefully he's got it turned around. Look, we had fun with Rivera in the four hole, and that shouldn't be happening in a major league lineup. But he hit for them last year. Like, I know at Norfolk he doesn't set the world on fire, but when they've called him up in recent years, he's produced. He's produced at kind of a shocking rate. And of their options, I guess, at third base right now, he's the one from a glove perspective I would prefer the most. I mean, there's no way Ryan Mountcastle's back here next year, is there?
I say no, but we didn't think he was going to be back here this year.
Really, right?
No, I don't think there's any chance he's back. You can't. Well, I say that, but
like if they were to trade Adley, I would say maybe.
Or if they trade Kobe Mayo.
Yeah. I just think they've got to thin that out.
But how long have we been saying that?
He's making real money, though. I just don't think that they're going to want to go down. And they're going to have to spend more money than they want to.
I agree.
So I think he's going to look to them like a luxury item.
It doesn't make any sense for him to be here next year. And he's become, and credit to him, he's hitting a little bit. But he homered over the week or in San Diego. But he's like opposite field singles hitter now for the most part. Seems like a good dude. He should be wearing another uniform next year.
Yeah, it's just interesting. I guess it's going to be him or Rivera plugged into that four hole here
the rest of the year.
Perpetuity, or at least until O'Neill comes back or something like that.
Westy?
I don't think, is Westy coming back?
They think he's coming back.
We're getting into the second week of September. Really coming back?
Yeah. I hear you. O'Neill's probably coming back.
I think O'Neill's coming back.
Yeah, that's your buddy.
It's a good dude.
You like that? That was one of the my favorite moments of the year.
He was a good dude. Met him at Fenway, batting practice.
Field.
Really nice to the kids.
Yeah, Mateo and Rocco.
Very talkative.
Yeah, they like him.
Outgoing guy. I love the Canadian accent. I mean, for this team, $18 million is a part-time DH.
Yeah.
It's a little rich for my blood, but.
Personality pays.
Good dude.
Couple of reminders. Ohtani pitching for the Dodgers tonight. Tyler Glasnow scratched. And tomorrow is the 30th anniversary of Cal Ripken's breaking Lou Gehrig's streak. Games at 7. Orioles say to be in your seats by 6:20 for the ceremony, so be sure to get there early. And there's some bike event going on, so traffic's
going
to be...
That's part of the reason I'm not going down. I got stuck in that last year.
Yeah, so the bike, like between that and I think there's something else. Oh, there's a Benson Boone concert at the arena, so the traffic's going to be a zoo downtown, so plan accordingly. Coming up next, six-pack time. It's Friday, so it's our six-pack of bold predictions for the Ravens game against the Bills on Sunday. We'll give you our list. Beltway Ben, he'll be judging next here on The Fan.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.